Lesson 94. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 118 through 141. Introduction. This is the last of four lessons discussing Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88. The revelation was given at a conference of high priests on December 27th through 28th in 1832, verses 1 through 126, and January 3rd, 1833, verses 127 through 141. This lesson covers Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 118 through 141. In this portion of the revelation, the Lord commanded a group of priesthood holders to organize the School of the Prophets under the direction of Joseph Smith. Those participating in the school were to learn together by study and by faith, and to show love and friendship toward each other. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 118 through 126. The Lord describes a pattern of learning. Begin by discussing the following questions. What are you learning about right now at school, at home, at work, at church? How is learning about school subjects, such as math or science, different from learning the gospel? How might it be the same? Explain that in Kirtland, Ohio, in January 1833, a group of priesthood holders followed the Lord's command to meet together in what was called the School of the Prophets, to prepare themselves to preach the gospel throughout the earth. As they met, the Lord taught these brethren how to be edified or uplifted through the Spirit as they learned together. Invite students to look for principles about learning as they study Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 118 through 141 today. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 118 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for how the members of the School of the Prophets were to seek learning. How were these brethren to seek learning? What do you think it means to learn by study and also by faith? To help students understand what it means to learn by faith, invite one of them to read aloud the following statement by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "Learning by faith requires spiritual, mental, and physical exertion, and not just passive reception. Learning by faith cannot be transferred from an instructor to a student through a lecture, a demonstration, or an experiential exercise. Rather, a student must exercise faith and act in order to obtain the knowledge for himself or herself." End quote. Explain that we can learn by faith when we actively and prayerfully engage in learning opportunities, and then act on what we learn. We learn as we exercise our faith through obedience. Notice at the beginning of verse 118 that the Lord indicated some did not have faith. What can we learn from this verse about how to increase our faith? Help students identify a principle similar to the following. If we actively seek to learn through study and faith, our faith in Jesus Christ will increase. You may want to write this principle on the board. To help students understand some circumstances in which they could apply this principle in their lives, read aloud the following situations. After reading each one, ask students to explain how the person could actively seek to learn by study and by faith. Also ask them to explain how doing so would help the person increase in faith. Number 1. A young woman regularly reads the scriptures, but she rarely pauses to think about what she is reading. She does not feel that reading the scriptures benefits her very much. Number 2. A young man attends his church meetings and enjoys participating in class discussions. Sometimes he feels prompted to make changes in his life based on what he learns, but he usually does not act on those promptings. After the class has discussed these situations, ask the following questions. When have you felt your faith increase as a result of actively seeking to learn by study and by faith? How did your actions help your faith to increase? Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 119 and 120 silently, and look for what the Lord told the saints to do. Ask students to report what they find. Explain that in response to the commandment to build the house described in verse 119, the saints eventually built the Kirtland Temple. While the temple was under construction, the School of the Prophets met in the upper room of Newell K. Whitney's store in Kirtland. How might the counsel in verse 119 also relate to the place where the brethren met for the School of the Prophets? To our homes. To your personal efforts to study in school. The School of the Prophets was patterned after the principles taught in this verse. Our homes can be places of prayer, fasting, faith, learning, and order. Note: Doctrine and Covenants section 88 verse 124 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. For an explanation of Scripture Mastery and a list of additional activities to help students master these selected passages, see the appendix at the end of this manual. Divide the class into pairs. Invite students to search Doctrine and Covenants section 88, verses 121 through 126, with their partners, and identify how the Lord expected the brethren in the school of the prophets to conduct themselves. You may want to suggest that they mark what they discover. As students are studying these verses, write the following instructions on the board for each partnership to complete together after they search the passage. Decide which items of counsel are especially helpful for youth who are seeking to learn the gospel. Discuss why you think these actions are important in helping someone learn the gospel. After students have had enough time to read and discuss the Lord's counsel, invite a few students to explain what they learned in their discussions. As they respond, consider using some of the following questions and explanations to help them understand some of the Lord's counsel. What do you think it means to, quote, cease from all your light speeches, laughter, and light-mindedness, end quote? See verse 121. Why might refraining from doing these things in spiritual settings be helpful in our efforts to learn things that are sacred? Explain that the meetings for the school of the prophets were to be sacred. These instructions concerning laughter and lightness of speech meant that those participating in the school of the prophets needed to be reverent in sacred settings. These meetings would eventually occur in the temple. Notice the repetition of the word all in verse 122. How could a class be affected if all of the students participated in the lesson and tried to learn from each other? How do you think sleeping longer than is needful affects our ability to learn or to feel the Spirit? In what ways do you think getting a proper amount of sleep and rising early can help us learn better? How would you summarize the counsel about learning given in Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 118 through 126? Students may identify a variety of principles. After they respond, write the following principle on the board. Doing righteous actions and ceasing unrighteous ones will help us to learn and be edified. Which of the behaviors mentioned in the verses could our seminary class either adopt or give up so we can better learn the gospel and be edified together? Invite students to look back through Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 121 through 126, and ponder what counsel they need to adopt more fully in their lives. Encourage them to write down a goal to act on what they have learned. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 127 through 141. The Lord sets forth the order of the school of the prophets. Invite students to come to the board and list some settings where they study the gospel. Answers might include the following: Sunday school, young women class or priesthood quorum, seminary, and home. Ask students to consider if there are people in these settings whom they do not know very well or whom they struggle to get along with. Invite them to think about one of these people as they study Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 127 through 141. Ask them to ponder the following question: How does my relationship with those I learn the gospel with affect my ability to learn and be edified by the Spirit? Explain that the Lord expected the members of the school of the prophets to establish good relationships with each other as they learn together. Invite a few students to take turns reading from Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 128 through 134 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for the teacher's role in establishing a spiritual learning environment in the school of the prophets. How was the teacher of the school of the prophets to establish a spiritual learning environment? You may want to explain that the teacher saluting the members of the class means that he greeted them as they entered. This was a specific greeting in the school of the prophets. What do you notice about the salutation or greeting in verse 133? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants Section 88, verses 135 through 137 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for the student's role in establishing a good learning environment. What kind of relationship were the members of the School of the Prophets to have with each other? According to verse 137, what did the Lord promise if the members of the School of the Prophets would follow His instructions? The school would become a sanctuary where the Spirit could edify them. What can happen in our church classes or homes if we follow the Lord's instruction in verses 128 through 137? Students may identify a variety of principles, but you may want to emphasize the following. If we show friendship and love to each other, then we can invite the Spirit as we study the gospel together. Invite students to look again at the salutation in Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 133. How do you think we can show, quote, determination that is fixed, immovable, and unchangeable to be a friend, end quote, to class or family members whom we may not know well or may struggle to love? When have you experienced a gospel learning environment where everyone was determined to be friends? Consider sharing your own experience. Invite students to think about how they can develop a determination to love those they learn the gospel with. Encourage them to follow any promptings they have felt to show greater kindness and love toward classmates and family members. Testify that the Lord will help them as they strive to love others. Scripture Mastery, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 124. To help students memorize the behaviors mentioned in Doctrine and Covenants 88, 124, invite them to write on a piece of paper each phrase of the passage in a list. Invite students to work with a partner, repeating the list of behaviors until they can recite them from memory. Invite students to recite the Scripture Mastery passage in their minds each time they attend a seminary or church class or a family home evening for the next month.